post this, right?
But why do people even ask that? Does it matter?
It might matter. I mean, it's good to specify clearly that this is not a private discussion. Yeah, this is a public discussion, right?
Yeah, I guess for politeness, but it's kind of meaningless. Okay, so
it might actually be a legal requirement. I don't know, but you agree that I can post this, right?
Yeah, I would be surprised if it was.
Well, do you agree that I can post this?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Okay, cool.
Actually, I wouldn't be too surprised in Canada, actually.
I don't know, but it doesn't hurt, right? So, okay. So now you ask the questions, and I'll mute myself.
Right, so this is part two, and these are the follow-up questions that I had.
Right, so I'll mute myself while you ask, and then you mute yourself while I answer, and we'll go back and forth, okay?
I don't know how to mute, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the first question that I had was, do you think that it's just a fluke that every civilization converged upon the rules that condemn murder, theft, rape, and assault? Doesn't that hint at some universal underpinning in our natures? Perhaps something to do with our mirror neurons, our herd and social natures, and the empathetic regions of our brain that are required for all this. Another example of this would be the innate sense of fairness the baby seemed to have. So how would you respond to that?
Okay, well, I mean, the first question I would ask you in response would be, do you think it's just a fluke that every civilization converged on a central authority to enforce those laws? But I'll set that one. You can answer that later after I finish answering your question. So no, of course, it's not a fluke that every civilization converged on the same basic set of rules, because every civilization has to solve the same problems of cooperation. So every civilization has to solve the prisoner's dilemma that exists between strangers. So every civilization comes up with a law like, don't kill other members of our society. While at the same time, every civilization has wars. Right, they will go to war against other societies and kill members of other societies. And every civilization solved those problems of cooperation by imposing those laws using a central authority, the state. So I think that answers your question.
Okay, so to that I would say that no, it's not a fluke that every society also converged on a central monopoly state. I would say that the reason for that is it's just simpler for us. It's like the first obvious solution that comes to mind. If you have a problem, just put somebody in charge of it and let him deal with it. It's like a very simple first response that someone would get. But you know what they say, like for every problem, there's a simple solution, and it's probably the shittiest one. On top of that, what else? How else would I explain it?
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
There is a second part to that, actually, which I didn't answer. So let me answer the second part too.
Just as another example of this. So for example, there's the issue of money. How would you do money? So one obvious first order solution is just to put somebody in charge of it. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's what happened for most of history. So on some islands, they just had scratches on a rock. In most places, it was just a person in charge, and he decides who gets what, et cetera. So these are obvious solutions that any idiot can kind of understand. And it's only now recently that we're becoming, after we actually put some thought into it,
you're either breaking up. I'm not sure. Are you still talking? Hello? Hello, Dennis, can you hear me? Dennis, hello.